every spiritual blessing. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. There is a weight of glory and blessing attached to the little words every and all. It is not one or few blessings, many or even most blessings, but all blessings. God has bestowed on his children all and every single possible spiritual blessing. God has secured all and every single possible spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. God has secured all and every single possible spiritual blessing in Christ. All that we need or could need, both now and forever, are yes and amen in Christ. His every blessing touches all that is needed for the spirit, soul, and body. His spiritual benefits encompass all that is past, present, and future. His many blessings provide all that is needed for salvation, sanctification, and service. Our blessings in Christ touch everything in time and stretch through eternity. Everything that touches our lives on earth or our home in heaven. Every blessing has been provided by the Father for his children in the heavenlies. For every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of light. God has blessed all and every saint with every spiritual blessing in Christ. These blessings from God circumnavigate all we could think, imagine, or hope. The Father's blessings demonstrate the length, breadth, depth, and height of his love. His favours encompass every single heavenly blessing in God's lavish economy. God's gracious heart of love gave his only begotten and dearly beloved Son for us. God's bountiful gift of grace provides a way for us to be clothed in his righteousness. He clothed himself in the likeness of human flesh, so we could be reckoned righteous. Christ identified himself with our fallen race, so we could be identified with him. God's holy character and generous grace have secured for us his perfect pardon. God's loving kindness and unchangeable holiness embraced at Calvary's cross. God's tender mercies and holy judgments kissed at the cross for us all. Such blessings are far beyond the bounds of human understanding and reason, and all are secured in the heavenlies, for all are fixed in Christ. From Genesis to Revelation, there are promises of blessings that have passed. From start to finish, there are countless blessings that are still yet to come. Every blessing we have is so secure that God wrote it in the past tense. And all are completed in Christ, and all are secured by his sacrifice. His future blessings are already ours, for they rest on Christ's completed work. His blessings are so sure that they are described as finished and complete. And yet, in the eternal ages, every blessing will continue to be our portion. Blessings completed in the past, yet blessings without limitation in the future. Blessings for today and bright blessings for tomorrow are yes and amen in Christ. Our storehouse of every blessing overflows and overspills our thoughts. Is any blessing too difficult for the Lord? Oh, yet too often we live as paupers. Our cup of every blessing is brimming, running over and flooding our laps. For nothing is impossible to the Lord, yet we often live in spiritual bankruptcy. In Ephesians we read, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies." He has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. He has blessed us with all and every spiritual blessing in Christ. God's blessings have nothing to do with feelings, but everything to do with faith. Faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. From the moment we trusted Jesus as Saviour, all spiritual blessings became ours. If we are God's children, then we are blessed. If we are Christians, then every blessing is ours. Let us accept his many blessings by faith. Let us trust God at his word. The more we accept his blessings by faith, the more he pours over our head. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ.